Welcome to episode 109 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. So, the podcast has had a break for a couple of weeks, whilst I took care of other things, mostly outdoors, of course, and centred around photo shoots and gear testing. Now, last weekend, I headed out for a spot of camping in a woodland here on the south coast of the UK. The purpose was to continue testing several items of kit, one of which was the Van Gogh Force 10 Helium 100 tent. Whilst there, I braved the cool evening temperatures to create a photograph depicting that classic glowing tent look that we're all so familiar with. That process will now form the basis of a written article on the website in the coming days. But as for this week's show, I'm simply reflecting on my activities from that weekend. So, let's get straight to it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 109. It's about 20 to 12 in the afternoon, and as I record this, I am sat in a woodland in a tent. And to be more precise, I'm sat in a lovely down-filled sleeping bag in a tent in a woodland. And what you can hear in the background is the sound of a Jetboil stove just boiling a bit of water. And I'm just going to take a look just to see what it's doing. It's not quite there yet. But the reason I'm here is because I'm out on location for a number of reasons. One, I am continuing to test the a number of products, both the sleeping bag that I've just mentioned, and also the tent itself, which is a Van Gogh Force 10 Helium 100, which is a one-man tent. But the other reason I'm out here is because I'm checking out a new location for the forthcoming Active Photographer Jolly photography weekends. These are planned for later in sort of as I record this, it's going to be sort of in April, and there will be information about this. But I thought while I'm here and I'm not far away from sort of packing up, ready to go back, I thought I'd just record a little bit about my activities and what I'm up to at the moment. So another quick look at the stove, it's doing its thing. As I record this, we have had a little bit of rain, not a lot, mainly in the night, but I'm just wanting to do a little bit of a test to see. There we go, that's done. I'm just going to turn that right down. There we go. I just want to do a check because, of course, the thing with tents is that it's all very well when you are able to open the doors and it's a lovely sunny day and what have you. But what happens when it is raining and you have to have all the doors shut up and all the rest of it? Now, the Helium 100 has a fairly narrow porch here. I'm just going to pour my water. Just probably ought to pay attention while I'm doing this. There we go. Oops. Just got to watch what I'm doing here. There we go. So it has a pretty narrow porch. It's about, I haven't measured it yet myself, but looking at it, it's probably 30, it's probably about 45, something like that, centimetres. So it's not huge, but I just wanted to check to see what happens when you do have to shut the door up. And yeah, it's, you know, with the Jetboil, which is a really compact cooking stove, and I'll link to it in the show notes, of course, It does a great job. There's no flames sort of risking sort of licking up around the side of the cooking pot arrangement that you often have. It's not going anywhere near the fly sheet. So yeah, it's a good test. There's a bit of condensation on the inside, as you expect from these sort of smaller one-man shelters. But actually, the steam coming off the cooker and the tea, It's no big deal because it's already damp on the inside of the fly sheet, so I'm really not worried. So, you know, didn't have to have the door across this time, but it's well worth doing. Just to, it's another thing on the sort of the testing front, and I'll obviously be doing the same thing more, I say, realistically when I'm in the tent and it's pouring down with rain and sort of blowing a gale outside. Anyway, I'm just gonna get myself comfortable here. So what have I been up to? Well, last night Obviously, I was here sort of during the day, and I pitched up and what have you. And last night, I decided, as I often do, that I would do some photography of in and around the tents and sort of where I've pitched up. So the tent was set up, and I actually made a separate recording for you guys. And it was pretty good. I listened back to it sort of last night, and it was just talking about how I was doing these sort of long exposures, and I was working in the region of sort of 8, 16, 20 minutes, that sort of thing. Very simple approach with one camera, one lens on a tripod, and some of the considerations that were on my mind at that point. But of course, you know, there are different things I could be doing today. I could be out and about, walking around and sort of seeing what's in the vicinity. Obviously, thinking ahead to the Active Photographer Jolly weekends, which, for those of you that don't know, these are photography workshops that are centred around camping and photography and the great outdoors. So my main consideration is that any sites that I pick to have as the base, are they going to be suitable for the attendees, people coming along? Now, what I can tell you, I won't sort of name names at this stage, but this site where I am at the moment, it's really nice. It's a woodland site. There are sort of individual sort of pitches that are kind of in amongst the undergrowth, as it were. As I record this, I'm just looking outside for a second. It's not raining at the moment, but it is pretty, you know, it's a bit of a dull day. There's no foliage pretty much whatsoever on the trees and the bushes, because, you know, spring is just about to happen, and I dare say in a matter of weeks it'll all be completely transformed. Underfoot at the moment it is very damp. When I always bring, as you would imagine, a change of clothes when you go camping, you always want to have a change of clothes so that if it's pouring down with rain or you get wet or dirty or whatever, you've got clean, dry clothes to change into. And sure enough, that was the case with this site. Even before I got to pitch my tent, I had a little wander around, and just in the act of wandering around, there's mud splattered up all up around my trousers, up my calves and ankles and what have you, soggy underfoot. I've managed to find a pretty level pitch here. There are sort of wood chips down which have kind of, I would guess, you know, done a good job at soaking up a lot of the moisture that's around. But my consideration is really, is this the best site to have my workshops? There's, you know, a number of locations that I will be looking at over the coming week or two, and not all of them are, I'm not always going to be camping out at them, but I just need to make sure that they are doing the right thing. Now, it's all very well thinking about the woodland setting and whether it's, you know, you're able to pitch a tent and is it a nice setting and what have you, but there are two other things on my mind. One is, what is the immediate surroundings? Is there the sort of subject matter, locations that I want to be going out and about with people? So, for example, to learn techniques and try things and what have you. And, you know, there kind of is. There's woodland around here and what have you. But I didn't, you know, it had been my plan when I turned up yesterday to go and have a wander and all the rest of it, but, you know, first impressions count for a lot. And one thing that I will say for this site is a bit of a shame, because the woodland setting is really nice. It's quite secluded, it's quite a bit of privacy. But in terms of the facilities, I don't think this is a winner. I think there will be certain people that would come here and they're not too worried about that, and they'll be absolutely fine. There's sort of very small, like, showers, hot showers and what have you, but there's only, I think, sort of one or two showers and a very basic toilet and what have you. Now, for some people that wouldn't be an issue, but more likely it would be an issue for people that want a bit of comfort when they're here. There are I have got ideas to do certain workshops which doesn't rely on that sort of those sort of creature comforts, and that's something for a little while in the future. But it's a shame, because those first impressions of the facilities, nice enough people here that run it, but I just don't think it's... I don't think it's quite right. And so just off the back of that, I didn't bother to go and explore the woodland that's around here, which, you know, I kind of sat here last night thinking, was that the right thing to do? Am I, you know, you have to weigh up the pros and cons. And I just thought, do you know what? I'm not sure this is the right place. Maybe when it's lovely and dry and warm, it might be slightly different. But the sticking point for me is just that issue of the facilities. I don't know, maybe I'll come back sort of in, I don't know, a month or two or something, get this season of Jollies up and underway, and then come back and have a look at the site again, maybe just sort of come with a friend for a couple of nights camping and just see what I think. I might have a change of heart, and it might be, you know, might be different. Who knows. But then, so that was that. So I was thinking, okay, I've got this time. There's no point me sort of coming here and just pitching up and sort of essentially 5 minutes later, you know, just disappear. What am I going to do? So I was here last night, and then I did the photography, which I recorded a separate recording for you guys, which will probably, I'm not sure the order of things, might be sort of in a week or two's time that you'll hear that. So I did that. And then I came back into the tent, and it was pretty chilly last night. It probably got down to, I'm guessing whilst I stood outside, it was probably around about 2 degrees, 1 degree, something like that. I actually have a thermometer with me, which I have it in front of me. It's hanging up from the apex of the tent just on the outside here. If I can see it, let's have a look. I have a feeling I know what I'm going to see. Whoops. What's it saying? It is saying 15 degrees. Well, I know for a fact that it is not 15 degrees here, and it was saying the same thing last night, so clearly that thermometer is not working. I'm going to have to get a new one. It was only a fairly cheap thing. It was, you know, but can't be relied upon. So, you know, what do you do whilst, if you're not out and about and you're here? Traditionally, when I've gone camping just for myself in the past, I used to do a lot of solo camping and mountain biking around the Isle of Wight, which a lot of you may or may not know is just off the south coast here in the UK. And of course, I'll link to that in the show notes. So I used to do this this solo camping, and it was great. I would spend the first day, no matter what time I got to my location, it might be setting off early and arriving at sort of 11 o'clock in, or 10 o'clock in the morning, it might be early afternoon, but just as soon as I had set up my tent and I was sort of all settled in that sense, just going to take the tea bag out of my cup here, I totally forgot about that. So just as soon as I was settled, I just used that day as a detox day. And by that I mean that I would sit there, I would maybe read a magazine or a book. This is long before I was doing anything to do with the active photographer. I would just sit there and relax and just enjoy myself, just a chance to unwind. And so it's been, a lot of you all know, it's been a very hectic time for me recently, what with the birth of my daughter and this, that and the other. So I kind of took the decision to sit here and just relax a little bit last night, and I decided to start doing some writing, some article writing. I always find that one of the best places for me to write the features and the articles that you read on The Active Photographer is, of course, in the outdoors, because I'm surrounded by sort of the subject matter, the location that I'm sort of embedded within, and yeah, it does inspire me. It does make it does focus the thoughts nicely. It's never quite the same if I'm sat on in my office, or even if I sort of happen to just go to a cafe or something, which is nice sometimes. It depends on the nature of what I'm writing. But you know, for me, there are certain things that I'm writing about, and I've already written three more articles that they are. Yeah, they tap in sort of very directly to kind of thoughts and experiences that have happened just sort of in the last day or so. So as I sit here, I've got a notepad. Oops. Let's see. Everything's not damp, but it's just the paper is just a little bit soft where it's been a little bit, you know, sort of was damp outside last night and what have you. Pen's still working. It's all writing okay. So, for example, I've written one, two. I'm on the third article now. I also sent some emails from my phone last night as well. But I've also got here, I made an initial list this morning of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 eight features or articles that to write. May not necessarily write them all today, but then there's a couple of other things I made a note of, things that I need to do when I'm back in the office. So again, just making the most of my time. And I do find that writing whilst I'm in the outdoors is absolutely perfect. It suits me very nicely. One thing I must do, and I've been thinking about this for a while, those of you who visit the Active Photographer website regularly will know that I have the test review pages, and that features all the products that I have reviewed once I have got to a point where I feel I know enough about them and have got a fair judgment of them to write up my findings. But I did put it out there a while back that, you know, would people be interested to see sort of mention of the products that I am testing as I go about it. I'm just going to take a sip of tea. Nicely hot. So yeah, so what I'm going to do when I go back, not necessarily today, but in the coming days, within the test review main page in the drop down, I'm going to create a page which I don't know what I'll call it yet, but it's basically sort of in progress, things that are being tested at the moment, and so before they before the products get the final write up, I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet. I might just leave it so it has a picture and then just a sort of a line about what it is. So for example, it could be like the sleeping bag that I've got at the moment. It's a Van Gogh Viper 750. It's a down-filled sleeping bag. It's very, very nice. Very snug and warm last night. And so what I might do is put a picture of that up there with a few lines just to say, this is what it is. It might be that I decide to sort of maybe put a couple of lines about sort of a couple of things that I've sort of discovered about it sort of already. So it could be not specifically this product, but say just generally I could talk about ease of use so far, or sort of practicality. So say something was say it was a waterproof jacket I was having a look at, I could say, you know, so far kept the rain out, warm and snug and what have you. So that's something to go back. But you know, so I'm making the most of my time, and it's one of those things that, yeah, I love being in the outdoors, of course I do, it stands to reason. Also looking forward to getting back to my family, of course. As I record this, it's a Sunday, so really I try to sort of not be working sort of 7 days a week. It's nice to give sort of time over to the family, of course. But yeah, for now, I'm just kind of sat here just carrying on writing. I'm not under any real pressures of what time I need to be heading back home or anything like that. But, you know, it's I just thought I'd have a bit of a catch-up. As you know, I'm always open to ideas, suggestions, just any sort of feedback. So always let me know if there's certain products that you're interested in that you've been maybe thinking about. It may be that I'm about to review them or might be reviewing them, and I haven't put, as I say, if I haven't made mention on the website that I am currently testing them, you may not know that I am testing them. For example, I'll give you a prime example. Someone, now forgive me, I've forget the name and the details at the moment, although whether I'd actually share those at this point, I'm not sure I would, as I often don't. But there was someone that got in touch through Twitter recently who is about to shortly undertake a backpacking trip. I think he was going to Nepal, if I remember correctly. And he'd seen my, again, pre-review video that I put together of the Lowepro Rover Pro 45L AW, 45-litre AW backpack. And I did put together, a lot of you will know, a little pre-review video. And that's up on the site, and obviously I'll link to that in the show notes as well. But he had watched that, and he got in touch and wanted to know, you know, how I'm finding it and whether it's sort of up to the job. You know, he's going away for a month to, I think it was Nepal, and, you know, is it going to be the right sort of choice for the cost of the bag versus the storage space for camera gear and clothing and cookware and this, that and the other. Is it a good selection? So that was really nice, was to have that feedback and to be able to offer some advice. And you know, a lot of you will know that I'm a big fan of Van Gogh equipment. I've used their stuff for years. I have very good ties with them. One of the reasons I came to be using this tent and sleeping bag at the moment is because, you know, I got in touch and sort of there's a number of sort of feature ideas, and I got one of their rucksacks with me as well today. So that's how that came about. But again, if I've got the experience with certain products, or I can make recommendations, or for what it's worth, just give my, you know, my opinion and advice, then I'm more than happy to do so. So always please feel free to get in touch, to you know, to grill me a little bit and to ask me questions. But as for here and now, yeah, I'm surrounded by various items here that are inspiring me. Just going back to what I was saying before, they are inspiring me to write these articles. So, for example, as I look around me, I'm sat here, I'm in the tent, so I was obviously aware of how the tent is performing. I've got my Jetboil stove here. Maybe, you know, it's quite a new addition to my kit, so I might put a little article together about that. I've got sort of bag of supplies, sort of food and water, and I've got some walking boots which are on review at the moment here. I've been using those are they've done very, very well. They're some high-tech boots, actually, covered in mud as I record this, but I will be putting the test review together of those fairly soon. What else have I got around me? Got paper and pen, it's a little got a magazine, what else, camera obviously. But yeah, it's sort of, even if I was to just sit here and someone was to say to me, right, write five more articles on top of the ones that you've already thought of, based around what is immediately surrounding you, and, you know, my space here is very small, very limited, but it's enough to kind of inspire me to keep my thoughts sort of ticking over, shall we say. And, you know, it's been a really good sort of overnight trip. The site itself wasn't everything I had hoped it would be, which is fine. That's the whole point of making these little trips. It wasn't expensive overnight. But I shall go away from here as I now look at the time. What is it? Oh, it's just after 12 o'clock. So I'd hope to be back sort of early afternoon. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish my tea. I'm going to carry on writing from the comfort of this sleeping bag. And of course, I've got an air mattress underneath to insulate me from the cold ground. But yeah, I'm going to finish my tea, do a little bit more writing, pack up, and then head back. And of course, the first thing that I will do after putting on the kettle for another cup of tea, no doubt, is I will be unpacking everything and cleaning things off, and making sure that the tent dries out nicely, because the last thing you want to do is to pack away a wet tent and leave it, because it'll go all mouldy and horrible, and that's no good for anyone. So a bit of a general recording on this occasion.
But again, just wanted to kind of keep you in touch about what I'm up to, what I do when I am sort of on location, and sort of there are certain changes in the plans and this, that and the other. So yeah, nothing more really to say at the moment, so I will leave it there for the moment and get back to my cup of tea. In the coming days, I'll also be sharing more content with you centred around the Helium 100, including a behind-the-scenes video featuring another photo shoot in another woodland. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.